football, what would a successful first preseason game look like to you tonight?
I don't know that there are any, right? We got a lot of veteran guys in here, so I'm just get them out and get them into the routine. It's about the battles. We're going to look at some younger players, a handful of them, so we'll get a real good look at them. Hopefully, it's not all penalties tonight. We've seen that in the first couple exhibition games. It's all special teams, but hopefully we get enough five-on-five play to get a look at these guys.
So do you look at this game as a tone setter, or should that have started already?
Oh, for our hockey team, it's not a measuring stick by any. We'll put a more veteran group in there. That tells you nothing in exhibition, though. We've seen that. So there's two or three areas of focus, and it's going to get tested here tonight. We have spent 2 days working on our defensive game in terms of what our stick positioning is. And I don't know, the first exhibition game I saw had 14 minors in it. So this is going to be a real tight standard, so we'll get a look at it. But I would imagine both teams will be in the box a bit. Just growth in his game. The game that he came up and played at the end of the year was markedly better than his games at the start of the year. He is bigger. He is stronger. So all of the things that we've talked about in the 2 days, trying to be a better defensive hockey club, but also then show what you do well. And he can skate and shoot and make some good plays. So that's what we're looking for.
How do you see him as a complement to Lowry and Armia and kind of vice versa for those guys to him?
Well, it's a possibility, right? There's a little different kind of center. He's not at Adam. We asked to pull a lot of kind of defensive minutes, but 15 goals last year, 45 as a junior. Adam's not making a lot of dangle plays on the way up the ice, but he's got a different kind of offense with his sides in the offensive zone. A little speed on the wing for him. Just see how they fit together.
Paul, you've alluded to why you want veterans in early, but maybe the rationale again of why 29, 26, and 55 will play together on the first game.
Well, we started with it last year. They played together. I also want to get a fairly I don't want to be checking this line out in the last preseason game to see if I like it. I want to see early on if there's something there that'll work. We didn't make the playoffs last year. We don't have time to ease into our exhibition schedule and see if we can tighten this thing up by the last game. Got to get going right from the start. I got to get the bigger minute guys on the ice early and into games. I'll keep them off the road. Those two road games that we play in our first four here are going to be a great opportunity for guys that are making the team in that 6 through 12 spot because we're going to see Minnesota, a real high-scoring team's best in many, and we're going to see that in Edmonton. We would think they're going to play stiff lineups. So we're bringing all those guys that are fighting for those role jobs there, and they can fight there, and they'll play against high-end guys.
But you're still, so you're really saying that you're still something to learn what those three can do together?
Well, absolutely. I mean, he's 19. Right, and Mark's game is still growing, but Patty's game now is going to look quite a bit different than it looks 3, 4, or 5 years from now. The question is, that they're drawing the other team's best. Does it make sense for him to start there? I'll just tell you right now, the lines that we start with in the first game are going to get moved around all year. Every team does. So, but I'd like to see that work, see where his progress is. He's going to play with our two fastest players, certainly the fastest combination that we have on the ice. Clearly, when Patty's at his peak, when he reaches that maturity, that'd be a dominant line. And then you'll ask yourself, do you want to have it all on one line? Do you want to spread it around a little bit? So I've got our two best forwards, all-around forwards, and Scheif and Wheels playing with our youngest forward. And if we could make that work, that'd be good.
So go to the memory bank for a second for me, Paul. And when you think about the trios that you've had the privilege of assembling, what's the potential of this one compared to the others?
You know what? It's a really good question. Those potential questions just hang you. Right, let's just see where they are tonight.
Hellebuck go the distance tonight, or what's the plan there?
Possibly. We'll just see how much action he's getting, how much work he's getting. If he's a real, real busy guy through two, we may not see the third, but we'll just play that one by ear.
What can young guys like Stanley Pullman show you, or what do you look for from young guys like that?
Where they're at. You know, I'll try to get both of them out against coils in the lineup. I'll try to get them both out against good NHL guys and just see where their speed's at, their reads at. First NHL exhibition game for both of them. So they're not making the team or getting cut on this one. We just want to see where they're at.